Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be everywhere. We're going to be in hell, we're going to be on earth, we're going to be in heaven, we're going to be to the left, to the right. It's amazing what time unravels, and in time, you begin to see the picture expand. And we get caught up on the minutiae of that picture. We get caught up on maybe looking at the signature or the frame that's sitting on, or we look at one aspect of a picture, but we don't really see the big picture. I don't profess that I see it either. To be quite honest with you, the more I see, the less I want to know. And tonight's no exception. I got a show going up, and you know, I've often wondered, we all wonder, well, how is it that the general population, you know, has succumbed to this insanity? And I was doing something, I forget what I was doing. Oh, I get Bible verses sent to my email, so I read them, you know, and so this one came. And I just about fell off my chair. I thought, you got to be kidding me. The Bible is actually talking about an event like this. I'll read the verse. Now, this is how I perceive it. Now, some of you may disagree, and I will talk about this from two different angles. One angle that the church teaches and how they present it, and I'm going to present it in the way that I'm seeing it. As I always say, read this Bible for yourself, and then you can determine for yourself whatever the Bible reveals to you. Before I get to that, I want to point out that the Bible is a unique technology. I thought about that today. The scriptures, wherever you are at in life, I don't care where you're at. If you're poorer than poor, richer than rich, somewhere in the middle, you're down and out, you're up and running, wherever you are at in life. When you start reading the Bible, this is the interesting thing about this, for lack of a better word, operating system. I'll keep it in that framework. The operating system of the Bible will meet you where you are. And the interesting thing about that operating system, as you evolve and grow in your understanding, it then reveals more and more to you. And the more you read it, it's not how much you read that makes you learned in the Bible. It's what you do with what you read that makes you learned in the Bible. If you're just reading the Bible and you're just, you know, whatever you're doing, and just reading it, and just, you know, so you can, you know, proclaim, oh, I read all the books in the Bible. I read, you know, I myself read 7 different versions of the Bible. That doesn't mean I know anything. It just means I've read 7 different versions of the Bible. It's when I apply what I've learned, that's how you become experienced and learned. And as you keep on applying, just like in anything else in life, as you keep reading the scriptural references that are there, you also begin to expand in your understanding because it reveals more to you. It's an extremely interesting book to read, and the more you read it, the more you delve into it, the more your eyes begin to open. Just if you're just reading it just to get started, that's cool. But as you keep on expanding your activity, what you read, and you follow that to whatever level you can follow it, you'll begin to have more and more revelations of things that you otherwise would never see in a million years. And this verse is in Ephesians 2:2. This is one of the reasons why you'll never see anything in a million years. Let me read this, and I wrote my little footnotes in there, so I'll try to read it first, and I'll read it again. Where in times past ye walked, this is the Geneva version, by the way. Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, and after the prince that ruleth the air, even the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Hold on a second. Let's see where to go here. the, hold on a second, I lost it here. Okay. The disobedience, where the Spirit of the Lord, that's something else. Okay. It ended there. I'm sorry. Let me read it again. Where in times past you walked according to the course of the world, and after the prince that ruleth the air, even the spirit now worketh in children of disobedience. And so my take on this was, okay, when you were in times past, according to the course of the world, the program, the matrix, you were walking in that, the matrix, you're walking in the operating system, or you're walking into whatever you want to call it, the theater, the stage, whatever. You're walking in the program. And after the prince that ruled the air, that is Lucifer. He's in charge of the air, everything that's in the air, all the frequencies, all the radio stations, the TV networks. That's his game. That's what he's in charge of. Even the spirit, the program, even the spirit, or call it a spirit, call it a program, call it an operating system. You can use that in context here. Working in the children of disobedience, that also could refer to not just the general population, but though the children of the Nephilim. And I wrote here, the operating system's program running is in everyone. It appears that the biblical passage has referenced some sort of operating system's mind control to follow the programming. We are heavily programmed through media, religion, education, and environment to be able to function in the system. You have to be integrated. Once you are no longer integrated, you begin to free yourself through God and Jesus. That's how I'm perceiving this. And another verse in the Bible says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty." Or where the program of the Lord, or where the operating system of the Lord, there is liberty. Whom the Son set free is free indeed, being freed from the system and its controls. See, the only way you can be free of this operating system or this program that's running the world today is you'd have to be able to replace it with a more potent and more, a better operating system to override this one. Now, Jesus said that he was the way. He was the way, the truth, and the life. So he was saying that he had the operating system that everybody needed in order to be free from this matrix. Now, it's interesting. I saw this, and I said, holy cow, it's telling you right off the bat how they're programmed through the air, the prince that rules the air in the matrix, and how we're constantly being bombarded through the internet, through the television, to the radio, through your iPads, through whatever medium you have, to follow the operating system that's here. And this is what's gone on with the general population. There is absolutely no logical sense to this, other than the fact that this reference is pointing out to that they have been controlled and programmed by the prince that rules the air. Okay, when you're walking in this realm, this is what happens. You become subjected to whatever the program is. Unless you really are awake to what's going on and believe in something more than yourself, you know, myself personally, I believe in God through Christ. So God is the main linchpin here. Some people call him Source, some people call him Jehovah, some people call him Jehovah, some people call him Yahweh, some people call him Allah. You know, one God, many names. And unless that is a factor in your life, this program will throw you around like a rag doll. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord, or where the operating system, or where God operates, or where the operating system of God is, you will be free, or have freedom. You won't be controlled. You still have to live in this shithole, but it won't have any hold on you unless you give in to it. I found that really interesting, and it explained a lot about what's going on today with everybody, you know, complying with this satanic crap. But this is a ritual going on, and the emphasis on pushing these injections, like the other night I was talking about Kinney. I thought he was a comedian because he made absolutely no sense. But then there's another thing I saw just before the show. I'm kind of altering the show a little bit because I just saw this. Satan is no longer hiding. It's on the YouTube or the BitChute. You can you'll be able to get it. I left a link here. Man, what I saw tonight was like, holy shit. We are physically being invaded by demons. Not just in some sort of realm, some program realm, where we're being programmed to, you know, listen to, being attenuated by frequencies to be directed. You know, you ever got these thoughts in your head? You know, whether they be sexual thoughts, money, greed thoughts, hateful thoughts, anger thoughts, violent thoughts, whatever those thoughts are that you get, maybe get popped with. Those are programs. Those are operating systems that are trying to literally download themselves inside of you through a frequency. We call it temptation. Okay, in the Christian realm, it's called a temptation. But in essence, if we're looking at this from another angle, these are programs being downloaded. Fear, anxiety, stress, you know, whatever that would cause you to conduct yourself contrary to love thy neighbor as thyself, that's a functioning operating system being downloaded into you. And then when you see the download coming in, then it's up to you to erase it or delete it. Now, when you see that Satan's no longer hiding, they had something flying in the air that manifested out of nowhere. And it looked like it was using the ionic field of the chemtrails to transport itself, and it actually landed in Washington, D.C. So I'm not sure what that was. It looked demonic to me. And then another visual of rainwater actually creating a self-assemblage of some kind. Now, somebody put in there that it's graphene. That's not necessarily true. Everybody got on the graphene bandwagon, but it's not true. There are so many elements up there that they have sprayed that they would conform to construct synthetic life or a husk or a component. Chemtrails, there's numerous components up there in the air that have been up there for over, 60, 70 years and have intermingled and have formed a variety of brand new materials, like as I stated before, that are not even listed in the periodic table. So when people are saying that they know this, they know that, they don't know jack shit. They really don't. And what we're seeing with all of this, what we're really seeing in all of this is possession on a magnitude we've never seen before. Being possessed by frequencies, being possessed by nanobio engineering, being possessed by artificial intelligence, being possessed by technology. This whole thing has been such a railroad to get us into technology. I was explaining to somebody today how they had all these towers go up so that the cell phone users would have a phone service that wouldn't lose a signal. That's not the case at all. That's all bullshit. What they really had those things up there for, so they could monitor you anywhere you go. With all that nanotech inside your bodies, everybody has it. One person was saying you have over 20,000 or 30,000 nanoparticles. It's way more than that. That's not even that is a ultra conservative number there. We have been, depending on how old you are, will determine the volume of nanotechnology you have going on inside you, because it's not the fact that you just absorb nanotechnology through eating or breathing. You have to understand something. This thing is replicating as well. It's assembling, it's replicating, and if it gets damaged, it repairs itself. That's when I hear so much nonsense with so many different takes on what so-called doctors are seeing. We're looking at a synthetic biology that they're putting into people using an AI operating system with nanobiotech or nanobioengineered materials. And the proteins that they're putting in there are a form of nucleic acids, which are by design programmable. And this is another form of possession, because it is now taking over your DNA. And once it takes over your DNA, you have now become possessed by the technology. When everybody tells me, oh, what can we do? Oh, can you do anything? Can you take this out of me if we get the shot? I tell everybody, no. I don't understand why it is nobody actually reads the literature. Why would you take something without knowing what's going inside your system? But then again, I digress. People don't even read the labels on the foods they're buying. So it almost stands to reason they have become so devoid of thinking. They just on autopilot, they just take things. They see a color configuration, they see a packaging, they see whatever, and they just take it in. We have to realize that what's really on the line here is your DNA and your soul. Some argue that they're one and the same. Some argue they're not. But the DNA is actually the physical manifestation of who you are, what you are, the design, the template, how God made you. The soul is who you are. And everything is on the line to take you out, to take you over, to integrate you. The whole bullshit about transhuman, that is such nonsense. You're not going to be smarter. You're not going to be better. You're not going to be faster. You're going to be possessed. That's what this is really saying. You're going to be possessed. These entities that are on this planet have absolutely no concern or care for you at all. You are nothing more to them than a goyim. It's a Hebrew term referencing something that is just used as material as anybody sees fit. Not denigrating anybody who's Hebrew or Israeli or Israelite. I am saying, just using a terminology and telling you what it means. You're almost to the point of only having worth as somebody denigrates worth to you. In other words, you're below a person's foot, below a person's heel, and you're only to be used as they see fit and thrown away as they also see fit. That's what these guys, like these futurists, are talking about today when they're talking in this transhuman stuff. You're nothing but building block material for artificial intelligence to use your DNA and to also possess you. We're not in a world today, we're not even in a reality today that we should be in. We should never have gone down this road. I discuss with my friends, sometimes I think we're on a parallel universe or parallel earth, and we're on the wrong earth. We're on the wrong parallel. We have shot the wrong off the wrong path. You know, when we're looking at upgrading and modifying men and women, and how we have been inundated with this nanobiotech or this nanobioengineered program, and how through the furtherance of these injections that they're putting into people, since they are not vaccines, they are operating systems, and they are designed to take you over. And if you don't make it and die, no big deal. There's more where that you came. There's a 7 billion more where that you came from. And when speaking of dying, we are already seeing athletes in the world dropping dead from heart attack. And it's not one or two. It's throughout the whole gamut of the planet. Soccer players are dropping dead in the field. Track and field runners are dropping dead on the field. Sports, people playing different sports, dropping dead on the field. After they got the jab. or should I say, after they got the operating system inserted into them. If you are being put on the line to get the jab or lose your job, consider this. Consider this. If they are saying you only got 3 months to a year if you get the jab or both jabs, is your job worth it? Simple question. If you haven't read the information by the pharmaceutical companies that have produced these bioweapons, and you're willingly going to take it because you're afraid you're going to lose your job, let me also remind you of this. There's a lot of companies out there right now screaming for people to come to work for them, from at home or from whatever, because they have had so many people either quit because they didn't want to take the jab, or people have died, or they can't get people to come in because they're afraid that something may happen to them. You may want to consider that option as well. But I'm going to say something else tonight too. As this keeps on propelling itself forward, and it's propelling itself at a super fast rate, I got to tell you, this thing is being hopped up, and it's being hopped up even more so. More and more things are going to come down the pipe where you're going to be denied more of your entitlements, more of your social privileges. And one of the social privileges and one of your entitlements is home ownership. I can see the time coming where you won't be able to get your money out of the bank. You won't be able to live in a house or an apartment or any kind of place if you don't have the jab. This is why they're building these gulags all over the place, these concentration camps, education centers like they're calling them down in Australia. We're going to educate you. We're going to show you the error of your ways. We're going to teach you that it's better to cooperate than to rebel. We're going to make you suffer until you give in. As that one movie we were talked about the other day, in 1980, they believed that there would be some resistance. But as soon as they start starving people, now imagine that. Imagine that. When we're looking at America, United States, the United States of America, what I'm perceiving here is this. All those ocean boats and trading boats and all that other shit that's out in the ocean, and they're delaying you getting your supplies because they got everybody on this globalization and this global free trade bullshit to get everybody used to getting stuff cheap from China, even though the stuff doesn't work worth a shit. They got everybody dependent on transportation to get what you need. Now in Canada, for those of us in Canada, Canada doesn't stockpile anything. We only got 2 days, if the borders were shut down completely, we only have two days of surplus. That's it in this country. I think the United States has about a week. Now if they keep on prolonging the supplies from reaching the harbors to be distributed. A lot of foods that are being brought in by those boats will rot on the ships. And what you'll wind up buying is rotten food, because that's all that's going to be available. Or you may not be able to get hardly anything that you normally would get. I'm seeing shortages here already in Windsor. I mean, peanut butter is one thing I've seen a shortage in, but the one I buy is always gone. Somebody's stockpiling my peanut butter. And I'm going to tell you something else. If a people are hungry, they'll kill each other. The government of the United States is counting on that with Americans, that they will kill each other. I think this is one of the reasons why they didn't take the guns away. I think that's one of the reasons why they didn't take the guns away here in Canada, too, because if there's a shortage and people don't know how to cooperate with each other and they're just on impulse, then people will take each other out. Like I said, this is a very well orchestrated, like as I said the other day, construct going on. India, and we're talking India now in Asia, is killing their own people. The government is now shutting down people from basic rights of life, like they can't go grocery shopping, they won't have running water, blah, blah, blah. India, one of the largest democratic countries in the world, has now decided to go fascist. 1.3, 1.4 billion people there. They can afford to lose about 700 million, you know. That's how they are thinking. China now has a new outbreak again. Brand new outbreak of blah, blah, blah. This is such horseshit. More theatrics, more games to further perpetuate the illusion that's going on so that the drug companies can further now keep on perpetuating the sacrifice to Moloch or Baal. Imagine that. This is all about sacrifice. I stated on many shows that by December we will see probably a 30% drop in people who are been injected. Well, we're already seeing now that when they're going to these concerts to hear these performers, a lot of these performers are performing ritual sacrifice or ritualism in their music and in the performance. People are dying at these concerts because of the frequencies and the rituals that they're performing, and the angel of death may be walking through the field there, just like they did Moses' day. And if you think about that scenario, those of you who read the Bible, the angel of death walked through. There was only the blood and the door edges and the lintels, which formed a cross, which stopped the angel of death from approaching that house. It read the program, said, "Do not enter." An operating system was running out to take out or to kill wipe out the firstborn of Egypt. And it had an operating system on the doorposts and lintels stating, "Do not enter," because it had the blood there. That was referencing because of the formation, it formed a cross. Interesting. That's a program that it cannot corrupt. Imagine that. And I'm not talking about idols, about wearing crosses or whatever. I'm talking about what the significance of that cross means. Not just this two lines intersecting. That's what I'm saying. When you read and apply. That's when you start to grow. That's when you start to really evolve. The more and more we're seeing today about designer babies. There was a scenario there, body snatchers. And you watch this, you'll see this again. Tonight's been one of those, it seems like I was taken down, the door was open, and look what's inside. And I don't normally like walking into that kind of stuff, but it's just the way it worked today. The body snatchers, there was a scenario where the guy's in a complete panic. He's running down the stairs and he's yelling at this woman. I forget what he called her. He called her something. And she says, "We got to go. We got to go now." And she says, "Where are we going to go?" Now, meanwhile, she's got her fingers in the 666 symbol. Index finger and the thumb making contact. And the three fingers, expanded. So she kept repeating to him over and over and over again, "Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go?" Because at the end, when he quieted down, he says, "You're the last of your kind." In other words, the planet was completely inundated with a possessed person or an inserted operating system that took over the body, and who knows where the soul went. So I thought that was another interesting take on designer babies. They're making reference there about these children that are being born with these injections being put into the mothers. They're not God's creation. They are now, they've been corrupted. Something to really consider. I did see something in the U.S. this week which I was kind of surprised. There's an ex-military ranking person comes on the internet, I forget his name, and I got the link. And he made a comment to the American people that were considering serving in the military. He said, don't join up, don't sign. And if they're going to kick you out, they're doing you a favor. Don't look at it as anything dishonorable. They're the ones, he said, that are separating themselves from the righteous. And he told those that wanted to enlist, he said, are you nuts? He was saying, and he made a comment how the military was used to, what the heck did he point out? On the bones and blood of people. And how that they were basically giving them to Moloch. Form of Moloch worship. I was surprised that he was even using this terminology. This is real. This is some real deal going on here. Why do you think they're injecting these 5 to 11 year olds? They want it all. And it's going to go down eventually to the newborns and the 1 and 2 year olds. This is a demonic realm. There is nothing on this shithole that isn't demonic. Nothing. There are pockets of light here and there, but this is about as demonic as you get. And now we are going to see the one who rules the air is going to establish his kingdom. He's going to show himself and sit in the throne and again create a major inversion. We are not living in glorious times. We are living in dark, demonic times. This is why I keep saying to everybody, get ready. Be prepared. Have what you need. Acquaint yourself with people that are real. If, like I stated before, if you have a minister, a rabbi, a priest, a cleric, a shaman, that will tell you to take these injections, walk away. Drop that established religion that you're in and set yourself free. That is designed to perpetuate you being possessed. Some of you are saying to me, well, we have families. I get that. I understand that. And I don't envy your positions. And I really don't know what to tell you other than, I got 2 things I can suggest. 1, talk to the Almighty. What else can you do? Your back's against the wall. He said he'll listen. 2, start establishing your own enterprise. 3, get connected with people who are like-minded, because in order for us to sustain our dichotomy in any level, we're going to need to have each other to support. Now, I would also suggest getting silver. It's a more barterable material than even gold. Gold is not that barterable, but silver is. And some people are saying dump the gold and go into Bitcoin. That one I'm not touching. You know, gold in and of itself is overpriced, and if it crashes, it won't be worth much either. And if they go into a digitized currency, which they're planning to, no money is going to be worth anything anyway. But it can still be used among people with a dichotomy, you know, as a form of currency. But learn how to barter. Learn what you may need to barter. Learn, again, what is coming down the pipe. This is one reason why I tell you to read your Bible, so that you can see things that I just saw tonight that I thought was totally surprised when I read this. Now I could correlate that to what we're seeing with everybody being just following blindly. These frequencies in the air are constantly barraging all of us. And they are constantly trying to download or upload into your system whatever bullshit they want to put in there. Understand that. Understand this is going on with everybody. I had a woman today contact me from Florida. She says, why would they target me? She says, why not? When you're having issues with your brain or your body, and you've got nano and poisoning and nano programming running in your system, don't ask the question, why would they target you? Because the answer is they've already done this. You're already being targeted. It's not a matter of why. And even if you did know why, it ain't going to change their perspective. They're still going to continue using you as an experiment. You need to now, at this point, learn how to defend yourself so that you can minimize any damage that this can do to you. And learn and understand the means to shut off the upload or the program they want to run into you. It takes some time. It takes a little practice to get that in your head. When they start putting shit in your head and they start speaking in your head or making your body feel a certain whatever, you're going to have to, in your head, decide, you know, when you catch it, like I always catch it, say, what the heck, where did this come from? Or I say, get out of my head. Learn this. You know, because like I said, they are hyper-accelerating this. They need the sacrifices coming up, because December is the devil's month, and I believe March, April is the devil's month again. Plus there's other numbers in between, I'm sure. And with the earth being swallowed into the abyss, it's going to get darker. And I said the other night, explaining and expressing strongly, don't put your faith in any politician. They'll tell you whatever shit you want to hear. They will further perpetuate the perception that you want to see. They got everybody so desperate to going back to normal that nobody's seeing where this is really going. Oh, if we obey, if we put on our mask, if we put on the diaper, if we use the solvents on our hands, we put the condoms on our hands, we'll be able to, you know, we'll be able to go back to normal. How is that normal? It's like training a puppy to potty train on a newspaper. That's just the same thing. You know. We're going to teach our cat how to use a cat litter box. Here, time the cat does something, you do something. If it does something, you reward it. Oh, here's your reward. Oh, you got your mask on. Oh, you can go shopping now. You know, got your vaccine. Oh, you got your vaccine. Oh, you can go shopping now. Oh, the numbers are up, but you get your second shot. Oh, you get your vaccine. Oh, you can go shopping again. It sounds so ludicrous. These have always been your privileges. You know, I remember a day 20, 30 years ago when companies were begging people to go shopping at their stores. Matter of fact, they were giving so much stuff away. Buy two for the price of one. Buy a case, get a second case free. All kinds of stuff just to get you into their stores. Now... It's amazing. Labor, everybody who's got a job, okay, and you're worried about a shot, getting the shot, whatever. They already got things in mind to replace you anyway. Labor to be replaced by bots or transhuman bots. Maybe they'll convert you into transhuman. You know. I did see something today that made me chuckle and made me smile. There was a second grader, got up in front of the city council, and she expressed her discontent with the council's ruling about forcing her to wear a mask. And I mean, and she had been suspended from school because she kept going into school without wearing a mask. And so she came before the city council and she expressed her discontent. And at the end, she said, "I hope you all go to jail." The families that were inside the council that were there attending all started applauding and laughing. Apparently, the city council people weren't so happy. So anyway, maybe we should all take lessons from a second grader. And then Dr. Martin, I was watching him again, another person, and you know what? It's interesting. What he was saying there, I have been saying as well for the longest time, long before I even saw him. More validation. It's like a double blind. I said it about 2 years ago. He's saying it today. It's the same thing. We're saying the exact same thing. This is bullshit. This is all, again, he's pointing out that they're doing this so they can get all the money they can get before 2026. That we're going to see a major crash financially. So the powers that be are trying to get all the money as much as they can. You'll own nothing and be happy. Imagine that. Polio. I talk about polio sometimes, and you can see in this video a lot of similarities with polio. The differences between polio and this shit here that they're putting in. The media was actually telling you that this thing caused you cancer. They came right out and said, yeah, it'll cause you cancer. And they said that they couldn't take the components out of the vaccine that they needed to take out, so they left them in, and they said taking the injection was better than nothing at all. For who? This is why cancer went like crazy by the 1970s, 1980s. Man, I'm telling you, everybody, the store, I think every 10 people, I think I had 7 people coming in to deal with cancer back in that time. This is why. And don't believe for 1 minute that the shedding only stops for 14 days. That's such horse hockey. They said the same thing about polio. Polio is still shedding to this day, and that was a vaccine. Even though it was a genetically engineered vaccine, it was a vaccine. Today, we have operating systems in there. There's no way this is not going to stop shedding, especially when the operating system is telling the PNA to start manufacturing whatever they want it to manufacture, whether it's to further spread or perpetuate the bioweapon they put inside, or to spread some other operating system in somebody else. Whatever the case may be, it's going to shed right up until the day you die. And then your bodies can be reanimated again by whatever is here to possess it. Imagine that. Imagine that. This is the most inverted place you'll ever want to come to. Welcome to planet Earth, eh? This is the land of the inversion. I had a theory about something. Yeah, I'm just going to share this with you. I had a theory that Adam and Eve, when they got expelled because they downloaded the wrong operating system. You know, that's my take on it. And they came here. I think God allowed them to come so they could see the inversion or this insanity that we're seeing today. It's a hell of a lesson, I got to say. To see this shit today, I saw something else earlier today with kids, and there's only so much I can watch of that. I had to shut it off. You know, even with all this other stuff I was watching today, I was watching it because there was so much there I didn't know. And because, like I said, it's not something I enjoy watching. So, I mean, I'm learning from all this and seeing how this is more becoming more and more. Sacrificing of people is going to become more prevalent. And the means of sacrifice will be the needle, the operating system, the clinical settings, the hospital settings, and the doctors. These are weapons of mass destruction. Once you get the jab, and they tag, and then they'll bag you, you'll go through that whole system and process, and that's the name of the game. They're not going to save you. They're not going to help you. They're going to make sure you're dead. Sacrifice was completed. Next, oh, another sacrifice. Next, another sacrifice. Next. Time to think about things. Time to understand things. Time to start looking at things instead of sports or television or whatever you do. Bible says it correctly, where there's no discharge from war. We have been at war with these dark forces ever since our inception. It's amazing. It's amazing. I think I pretty much got it all tonight. Anyway, tonight, just look at the links. Read them. Share them. Get it to people. Get it to everybody in your network. Get it to people that are on the fence about getting the injections. But some of this stuff is going to be pretty hard to look at. Got to warn you all ahead of time. Some of it is going to be, you know, challenging. Satan is no longer hiding is one of those things to watch that's really make you think. Upgrade and modification of the creation of man might be a little tough for some of you. Designer babies is going to be really tough, but you need to see what you need to see. Okay, you need to see these things. They have to leave a mark on you in a way that it will keep you from doing anything you shouldn't be doing. As I stated to you before, don't trust any politician. I wouldn't trust any doctor today either. Even the doctors you've known for years will do what the government tells them to do in order to sustain their license. Some won't, but a lot will. You know, avoid anything that is tied directly with any kind of authority in regarding to delegating or dispersing something at warp speed to the general population that has killed all its test subjects in laboratories. Don't allow yourself to be deceived on any level. Can't afford it today. Can't afford it. Alrighty, as I always state in my shows, you know, at the end of these shows, I tell everybody, go read the Gospels. Go read the Gospels. I reiterated that from earlier. You know, read it. Read them all. Read the Gospels, read the letters, read the Revelations. You may get an epiphany like I did. All of a sudden something opens up like, whoa, look at this. You know, I look at things in relationship to today, what we're dealing with. And sometimes biblical passages will pop up and I see things that I never, and I read those passages many times before, but it has, when I'm seeing what I'm seeing now today, and I'm correlating it to what I'm seeing today, I can see, like, holy smokes, here it is. And again, same thing will happen with you. So again, read the Gospels, you know, read the whole New Testament. You might be surprised what other tidbits you may find. I always say at the end of these shows, there are people that are, you know, trying to help you with your health in some way or form or fashion. So they're at the top part of the program, you know, where I post. Help them out any way you can. Help them out through finances if you can. Help them out through sharing their information. If you don't have money, you're broke, share the data. Share the data, share the data, share the data. You might be surprised at who may actually read it and decide to turn on the shows and learn as much as they can. You never know. It's just how that works. All righty. I think I got it all. So as I always state at the end of the shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.